News, I'm Ben Thomas. The House has given final approval to President Trump's big tax and spending bill. It's a milestone for his second-term agenda, but Sagar Meghani reports the top House Democrat put up a fight.
I'm here to take my sweet time.
And Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries did, starting just before 5 a.m. and going more than 8 hours, blasting what he says is an immoral bill and accusing Republicans of stealing health care from millions.
I never thought that I'd be on the House floor saying that this is a crime scene.
And as he wrapped up, pledged Democrats will not give up.
We're going to press on until victory is won. I yield back.
Jeffries ended after 8 hours and 44 minutes. That did not impress House Speaker Mike Johnson.
Democrats deliver performances and Republicans deliver results.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The June jobs report shows a better than expected 147,000 added, the unemployment rate edging down to 4.1%. And the Environmental Protection Agency is putting a group of outspoken employees on leave.
An EPA email says 139 employees have been placed in a temporary non-duty paid status for the next 2 weeks, pending an administrative investigation. The EPA says these workers signed what it calls a declaration of dissent with agency policies. In a letter made public Monday, the employees wrote that the agency is no longer living up to its mission to protect human health and the environment. They were speaking out against a weakening of funding and federal support for climate, environmental, and health science. The EPA says it has a zero tolerance policy for what it describes as career bureaucrats unlawfully undermining, sabotaging, and undercutting the Trump administration's agenda. Mike Hemp in Washington.
This is AP News. Already at your 4th of July destination?
AAA is expecting a record number of people traveling for the holiday. Spokesperson Ayixa Diaz.
AAA is projecting that more than 72 million Americans are traveling domestically over this July 4th period. And this travel window began last weekend.
That's a record 61.5 million by vehicle and a record more than 5.8 million by air. And where are they going?
Orlando is always at the top. Obviously, the theme parks, you've got beaches in Central Florida, and also the cruise port. Miami's also high on the list as well, Tampa, Fort Lauderdale. These cities all have cruise ports, and cruising has really just had this post-pandemic renaissance.
Diaz says the economy is not putting a damper on most people's vacation plans, with gas prices the lowest they've been since 2021. I'm Donna Warder.
More stories at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
I always had a private doctor. I didn't think I needed VA care. Then I learned VA is ranked above private care systems nearby and costs less. I'm getting the best care of my life with providers trained to treat veterans. Get what you earn. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for this hyper amount of benefits mentioned here.